Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
I'm going to bring you another interview from the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at the Fargo Dome on Monday. We had a chance to visit with Eric Lalum with Corteva about crop protection. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Crop protection is a big topic this year with chemicals and
what's
going to be available and prices and such. So from a Corteva standpoint, how have things been for you? Is supply good?
Supply has been challenging.
Okay.
I think that's no news to anybody. The industry there's been several logistical challenges on a lot of molecules out there. I don't have anything new to report. What I've been telling guys since last summer is talk to your local retailer, let them know what products you're wanting to get, and get possession of them if you can on your farm. And I realize that's easier for some than others, but that is going to be the name of the game when we get into the spray season. I'm convinced there will be product available. Yeah. For growers to use, anybody's, but what may not be available is the specific product you want. If you wait until June 1st to come in and say, "Hey, I'm going to go spray this weekend. I need XYZ," and they're like, "They may or may not have it. Maybe they will, but they may. I think the chances are that they won't. So it behooves everybody to talk to the local retailer, get in front, and say, "Hey, this is what I'm thinking about planning." Or what I'm going to plant, I'm going to want to use this product. I'm going to want to use this product next. And if I need a third choice, what are my options for a third choice? And just have that discussion.
Well, and we've been having this discussion. This isn't something new. I mean, this is something I know we were talking about last fall. Don't quote me on a month, but I know we were talking about
it. Oh, Big Iron, we talked about it.
Yep, and a lot of folks were, like yourself, were saying, "Hey, think about next year. It's not a dumb idea to lock in your prices, get your stuff ordered." So are we kind of in a situation where we're almost in the toilet paper situation that maybe somebody bought and there's so much of it already spoken for, or is it just the supply is just that short?
I don't think we're in the toilet paper situation. You know, that was more of a logistical in its own ways, it was a logistical issue too. Too many people bought ahead of the game, but it's the entire supply chain. Now, I don't know the details of, you know, Bayer's announcement last week of the force majeure that they put out there. I don't know all that, you know, that affects in the intermediary of theirs and where that goes. But when things like that happen, it's a snowball, and it'll just keep rolling down the pipe. We have certain, you know, active ingredients are sourced and they're produced and they're planned to be scheduled on a set manufacturing schedule now. And if one thing along that chain is broken, then that affects everything else. And so if for example you can't get the right bottles or the right whatever, you know, the 250 cages were short last year. I'm not sure what they are now, but things like that, if they don't have the product to put it in once they make it, well, then there's a problem there too. So yeah. it's a whole lot of everything going on. And the more you can communicate with your retailer what you want and what you need, the better off you're going to be when it does come to be May 15th and you're wanting to start doing something.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.